do best you can. Sons of freedom, listen to me, and ye daughters to live here. You a sad and mournful story, as was ever told shall hear. How you know his troops surrendered and defenseless left the West. Then our forces quick assemble the invaders to resist. And amongst the troops that marched to Erie were the Kingston's volunteers. Captain Thomas then commanded to protect our west frontier. And tender were the scenes of parting. Mothers wrung their hands and cried. Maidens wept their swains in secret, and fathers strove their hearts to hide. Get away. Sons of freedom, amongst the troops that marched to Erie were the Kingston's volunteers. Captain Thomas then commanded to protect our west frontiers. But there's one among the number, tall and graceful in his mien. Firm his step, his look undaunted, scarce a nobler youth was seen. One sweet kiss he snatched from Mary, craved his mother's prayer once more, pressed his father's hand and left him for Lake Erie's distant shore. Soon they came where Soon they came where noble Perry had assembled all his fleet. Here the gallant bird enlisted, hoping soon our foe to meet. Where is Bird? The battle rages. Is he in the strife or no? Lo, the cannons roar tremendous. Dare he meet the hostile foe? But behold, a ball has struck him. See the crimson current flow. Leave the deck, exclaimed brave Perry. No, cried Bird, I will not go. Here on deck I took my station, near will Bird his colors fly. I will stand by you, gallant captain, till we conquer or we die. Still he fought, though faint and bleeding, till the stars and stripes arose. Victories having crowned our efforts, all triumph o'er our foes. Then did Bird receive a pension? Was he to his friends restored? No, nor never to his bosom clasped a maid his heart adored. For there came most dismal tidings from Lake Erie's distant shore. Better far if Bird had perished midst the battle's awful roar. Brother, sister, read this letter, 'tis the last you'll hear from me. I must suffer for deserting from the brig Niagara. Then sad and gloomy was the morning, bird was ordered out to die. Where's the breast not dead to pity, but for him would heave a sigh. See him batch and bear his fetters, hash they clank upon the ear. But then see he kneels upon his coffin, sure his death can do no good. Spare him, hark, O God, they've shot him. See his bosom streams with blood. The goodbye bird, farewell forever. Home and friends you'll see no more. For his mangled corpse lies buried on Lake Erie's distant shore.
Doesn't tell it in the song, just about a brave fighter and...
No, that isn't it. He was a brave fighter.
Mm-hmm.
And he wouldn't leave after he was shot. But some way or other, they don't say how, or what, or when. But he deserted, I suppose, wanted to come home or something, probably. And he deserted from the brig Niagara.
Mm-hmm.
And he got away, and that's why they got him then and shot him.
Yeah.
You know, those times, a deserter, they shot him.
Yeah.
That was back, you know, this Battle of Lake Erie, Dave Perry was the head man of the Battle of Lake Erie. You probably remember along with that. After the...
Yeah.
All of it.